Tim can start.
Okay, we're going to, this is a special city council meeting at 4:15, Wednesday, March 14th. It's in the training room at a public safety building. I'm calling the meeting to order, and I'll accept the press and public duly notified of the meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. Item number two on the agenda, which is the only item, is consideration of a recommendation from the Real Property Committee for approval of a change order from Martin & Son Contracting for the Marina Bulkhead Rehabilitation Project in the amount of $31,980.
So this is a recommendation from Real Property, and has to do with the ongoing project that's underway out at the marina now. The reason for, I'm sorry.
Randy's Jim, isn't he?
Yeah, I was just going to do a prelude, but if
okay. You
want to.
And the reason for having the special meeting today is because if we waited to Ways and Means met and then City Council, we would potentially delay the project for a couple of weeks, and the contractor's on site now. And so you all agreed to a special meeting to be able to handle this today so that David Osgood, who's here and he's with JMT to answer any questions, could give authorization, if you all approve this, to Martin and Sons to move forward with.
Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
What's the motion, please?
I'll make them.
To approve the recommendation. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So, subsequently,
this time I turn the meeting, the gavel over to the mayor. He's here.
Welcome. Thank you. I apologize. I was sitting in the house waiting for 5:15 when it's
it's that whole daylight savings.
Daylight savings.
Right. No, it has nothing to do with daylight savings. It has to do with Jimmy Carroll. Let me catch my breath for a second here. How's everybody?
Good.
Okay, we just opened a meeting up for the...
Yep. We've already...
We've got to get a motion.
We're ahead of you.
Got a motion and a second on the floor for approval.
Okay, any discussion?
Yes. So, couple things. Number one, I want to make sure that we move forward with what we need to move forward for, right? I went through this, and I think the last time, because we got it, you know, within a day of the meeting, none of us had time to go investigate a little bit. I have. I've been down here twice over the last week, and I do have specific questions. In particular, I'm just candidly struggling. You've got about... Or let me ask it a different way. I'll ask the question of David. How many square feet of sod are we laying down here?
I don't know the exact number. Wayne didn't put it in the list, I don't believe.
I'll help so a little bit. It looks like no more than 2,000 square feet of sod.
Okay.
And then look at $4,800 for 2,000 square feet of sod. And I got to tell you, I can't fathom why we as a city, Linda, couldn't buy three pallets of sod and lay the sod down with Public Works and not spend almost $5,000 on sod. Right, so that was reaction number one. And I walked it off and went down there and looked to see just exactly what sod we'd be replacing. The other thing, I went over and I met at Morgan Creek Grill and looked at removed pavers near a restaurant. Those pavers were originally installed by the restaurant. They're laid on, in essence, a gravel bed. They just need to be leveled, which is a few bags of gravel underneath them. Lift them up, level it out, put them back down. $4,100. So when you look at the total that we're recommending, that's about a third of the total cost for two things that I can't, in my mind, justify. I'm just being very, very candid on this. About $10,000 for about $1,000 or $1,500 worth of work. Sod's less than $300 a pallet. So I don't know what the process is for amending or if I just make a motion to amend, but I would remove those items. So I will make a motion to remove those two items.
Is that amendment?
Amendment.
I'll second that.
The rest of them, candidly, I'm not expert enough to look at, but I've laid enough sod in my life to know that that one's pretty simple. And Linda, I don't know if you care to weigh in on this, but it just seems to me that unless there's some serious violation to the way we conduct business, that we could have Public Works lay the sod down there for peanuts. and save the city some money on this. It's, I mean, it's a very, very simple, straightforward, rectangular job, and then we're done with it. So I'll call for a vote if everybody agrees. Or is there any other discussion on the other item?
That's the comment.
The amendment that you're asking for, and I, for further discussion, I agree. That's a lot of money for grant.
And by the way, Mayor, I did ask Jay, I said, is there any serious objection on the part of the restaurant to not doing these pavers? He said, not at all. He said, I wouldn't spend that amount of money for the pavers either.
Right. Yeah.
The only other thing that I think is notable is I also read, and this just this recommendation, I read the RFP. We've got a lot of footage going on, and I still have a concern that we get this work done within the time scale that's supposed to be done. We've got over 400 feet where we're supposed to be doing 100-foot sections at this point. They're all the way wrapped around to the intercoastal now, and ask that we make sure the contractor do this work in the time scale per day that they're supposed to, because I know there was some controversy on that this week. But it's loud. I mean, I hear it at my house, so I can imagine trying to operate a restaurant with that, you know, post-lunchtime. But, you know, if they can get that work contained in the hours they're supposed to by RFP and still get it done by April 15th, so we don't have to sit here later and have the same conversation about having to delay it because we're not within the contract timetables. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the amended motion is to withdraw the $4,800 for the...
the grass.
For the sod.
And the $4,100 for the pavers.
And $4,100 for a paper.
Yeah, so it's a total of $8,900.
We have a motion, a second. Any other discussion on those two items?
Did someone come up with a total so that we know?
$8,900.
Well, it's the $45,830 minus the $13,850 minus the two items.
And before we vote,
it's just so that we include that in the motion.
That's the reason I'm trying to.
Yeah, there's no net total on that page. Mm-hmm.
Before we vote, should we have any allowance at all given for sod to be bought to be laid down?
So that's the new change order
total.
Does
that agree?
23.08, right?
Yeah.
And that's a question I don't have a great answer to.
I'm not sure what sod costs, to be honest.
Well, for what it's worth.
Not that, but I don't think
it's $1,500 for that very problem.
I called sod company today just for what it's worth because I hadn't bought it in a while. And I said, can I assume it's less than $300 a pallet? She said, absolutely. So I don't think there's more than four pallets of sod down there.
So maybe we could at least have enough money in this budget for four pallets of sod.
We still have plenty of money in the budget. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a budget issue.
This is
we had $76,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Strictly a contract change.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other discussion?
You need basically get 50 yards.
Yeah.
50 square yards.
I have a discussion, not on the amendment, but, you know, when I first received all of this information and we had a change order that showed unforeseen conditions and then recommended for engineering concerns, and then it said recommended for cost-benefit purposes. But when you go back to the actual contractor, the recommended for cost-benefit purposes is actually additional work requested by the marina operator. So I'm not sure how the marina operator's request got termed as cost-benefit purposes. Cost-benefit purposes to the marina operator or to the city, because we'd have to do those things anyway. I'm just not...
Well, and I think in the original request, you'll see that there were requests by the that were from the restaurant as well as the marina operator.
Right. And they listed under cost savings.
Right.
And I'm not understanding how it got from request to cost savings.
So then, and I don't want to put words in David's mouth, but I think what he then did was go back and look at all those requests to try to determine whether or not from a cost-benefit time, getting them done now would be more cost-effective than going back later and having a different contractor come in to get those things done. And so I think, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Basically, that's it. You're adding apples and oranges. One is from the contractor based on his conversations with the marina operator and the restaurant operator. The other one is kind of my breakdown as to my opinion as to which ones are beneficial. Originally, I was under the impression that the Idle Palms didn't have their own forces to do any of the work out there. So if the, if you do have your own people available, then yes, buying the sod yourself and laying it down would be the better option. However, if you were to ask your sod guy to come out there, how much to come out there and have his crew lay it down for you, I bet you it's going to come out to a pretty similar price. Probably a little lower.
I'd be stunned if it's that price for that much work, but I'm not, you know.
It's one of the things.
Not part of the original contract, right?
Some of them are not.
No, I mean, honestly, there's two things here. Structural issues,
right,
that we clearly ought to handle as cost benefit to the original project. I mean, I'd go back and ask why they tore the grass up to begin with, but that's a whole nother conversation. And I went out, like I said, I can go back out there and look at it and say, I'm not even sure it has to be replaced. But that is a question of the city administrator. Can we use public works to go lay some sod down? It's at most a half a day job. It's just not that much sod. It's just that strip along the water with the benches.
So we can do anything that you guys ask us to do, provided it's moral and legal. But I will tell you that typically public works does not lay sod. I don't know that any of them have ever laid sod. And we only have two classifications of employees in public works. Everybody else is temp help that we hire. So we've got drivers classified as CDL drivers, and then we have a director. So all of those other personnel that you see riding the backs of the trucks that are laborers are temp labor folks.
So,
but I can certainly ask Donnie if he can find time.
Or worst case, it isn't going to cost any more. We could contact the sod company and say, could you come out and lay 2,000 square feet of sod? And that's within your procurement.
Sure.
Authority.
I mean, you know, we can find a way to get it done if you, if you. But David's correct. I did tell him we do not have resources to do these kinds of things because those resources are all assigned elsewhere already.
Well, unless there's some stipulation where contractors just look at the city, and I'm sure there's a little bit of this that happens. It's a city, we're going to charge them more than we charge a home. I guarantee you I could have well more than that done for $4,800. I mean, that's insane. So we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, for the amended for $8,900 to be withdrawn, which is all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Now, if I correctly calculated this, the original $31,980 minus $8,900 is $23,080. Is that correct?
Correct.
So the motion is for a change order of $23,080 for the changes at the marina.
I'll step.
All.
Sorry, I've already got a motion.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right.
Any other further discussion? All in favor?
Favor?
Aye.
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 So, motion to adjourn.
All right.
So made.
Second. All in favor?
All in favor.